Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Good to be with you tonight. And we've got a special program to start off this evening with, and a number of announcements. And I know I'll probably miss something as we go along, but I'll do my best to hit some of the highlights. I just want to let people know that we've got some special things coming up starting next week for some of our audience, and some exciting news to share tonight. But before we get started, let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Lord, we do pray that you would bless the program tonight. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody tonight. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ, and encourage believers in their walk with you, and all things bring glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you tonight. I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. You can look us up online, our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, there's a number of things there that you can see. You can see some information, of course, about me and about the program. There's also a link to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, which is located midway between Akron and Cleveland here in northeastern Ohio. And also there's a number of articles and different things that I've written that's available at livewithpastoral.com. So let me encourage you to check that out. And you can also see links to some of our social media sites that we're on. We're on Facebook, Twitter, USA Today. Boy, there's just a number of them that are on there. Gab.com, I believe it is, and MeWe, and Telegram, and Truth Social, different ones that are on there. And so I encourage you to check us out there. And all that, just remember, livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can find your way to a number of the other things there. And let's see, I also want to make mention of an important program note that will be happening next week. This is an exciting opportunity for those of you who listen on AM 1220, the Word here in northeastern Ohio. We will be coming on at 10 o'clock on Sunday nights starting next week. We'll still be on at 11 o'clock, but we're able to add an extra hour. There's been a shift in the program schedule here at AM 1220, The Word. And as a consequence, the 10 o'clock hour opened up. We thought in the past and prayed about it in the past and thought it would be great, but at the time we didn't think it would ever open up. So starting next week, we're really off on the calendar if that's September. Starting next week, a week from tonight, I should say, November 13th, Late Night Live with Pastor Al is going to begin at 10 o'clock here on AM 1220, The Word. Now, what about down on Faith Talk Tampa down in Florida? Well, we will be picking up Tampa at 11 o'clock, just like we do now. And we will still be on at 11 o'clock from 11 till midnight in Tampa. And so we will join you there. And I know there's some good programming on Faith Talk Tampa that precedes us. And so I encourage you to keep listening to Faith Talk Tampa. But if you don't listen beforehand and you want to join us, you can find us online at whkwradio.com. Is carrying this program right now as a live stream online. And of course, anybody anywhere can do that at whkwradio.com. And you'll be able to hear us in the 10 o'clock hour as well. It will be live. And we will have time for people with questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, as well as some special guests from time to time in the 10 o'clock hour. And hopefully we'll be picking up some new listeners and some new callers and things. I get it all the time. Pastor Al, love your program, but I just can't stay awake through the whole thing. Well, that's the preacher's burden to bear. We put people to sleep all the time, don't we? And I think somebody's going to sleep in the studio right now. it's a great opportunity. We praise the Lord for it. He's made it possible, and the funding appears to be there, so we're going to give it a try. So that'll be here in Northeastern Ohio, 2 hours of Late Night Live with Pastor Al, 10 to 11, and then we'll pick up Tampa at 11 o'clock and continue on 11 to midnight in Tampa. So that's starting a week from tonight. Pray for us. And then, of course, we always have our program on Friday at 1:30 on AM 1220, The Word. And again, you can catch that online at whkwradio.com. We put our programs on the website at livewithpastoral.com. And we've got a special program coming up this Friday, which has to do with our special guest that's going to be joining us this Friday. Pastor John Lutz of the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, Ohio. He has a program on every Friday afternoon for the cause of Christ that precedes our program. He's on from 1 to 1:30. We come on at 1:30 with our program, Live with Pastor Al. Well, Pastor Lutz is going to be in the studio, stay over for the 1:30 time frame for our program, and he's going to be in the studio manning the microphone, and I'm going to be calling in from Washington, D.C. on this coming Friday, which happens to be Veterans Day. Why will I be in Washington, D.C. on Veterans Day this year? Well, I will be at the World War II Memorial for a very special event, and I'm going to introduce our guest tonight, our special guest. This is his brainchild. God put it in his heart and gave him the stamina, the fortitude, and the wherewithal to plug away for literally years to see this through. I'm talking about Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And Chris Long, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. And we had Chris Long. Are we there?
Hello, Pastor Al.
Hi. So I gave you a great introduction, and I said, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We had silence. It's always good.
Well, it's good to be on with you tonight. And yeah, that's right. This coming Friday, we're going to have the D-Day Prayer Edition celebration of Special Veterans Day ceremony at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. And so we do invite folks that are listening in, both in Tampa and throughout the country and also here in Northeast Ohio, to join us on Friday. And the service will be at 11:30. Following the service will be a war memorials tour with author and historian Bill Fetter of the American Minute. And so that's going to be a real treat to be with Bill, as we will be touring, of course, the World War II Memorial, the Circle of Remembrance, where the prayer is going to be added. In fact, actually, I received an update tonight. It is still under construction. The contractor, Grunley Construction, it's working on the project, projects that their completion of construction will be sometime in December. But we've chosen Veterans Day as a great time to thank our veterans and give honor to those who have served our great country, and take that time to celebrate the prayers edition. It's almost completed, and so we're very excited about that. We do have several World War II veterans that will be with us. We just arranged flight for one of the veterans that will be coming. He actually served under General George Patton in the 3rd Army and in the 3rd Armored Division. He was a half-track driver. He was in the Battle of the Bulge, and he was with the 3rd Army, and they went into Germany. So he's going to be with us, Charlie Reinhardt. There'll be some other veterans that we're trying to get there as well. We're also going to have the live stream for those who cannot come to Washington. Now listen up carefully and write this down, ddayprayerproject.org. That's going to be the website where you can see the event live streamed at 11:30. Actually, we'll start broadcasting, I think, about 11:15. So if you want to tune in around 11:15, you'll see We're getting ready for our ceremony at the World War II Memorial. Again, that's ddayprayerproject.org. We also have a link on the Ohio Christian Alliance website and our national website, Christian Alliance of America, so people can be viewing in. And, of course, we'll have Congressman Bill Johnson with us. We'll have radio host Bob France will be our MC. Bill Fetter will be speaking, other dignitaries. And so also we have a World War II reenactment group that will be with us, and we're very excited about that. They'll actually, the young men of that company that are part of a Boy Scout troop will be reading the prayer. And so this is all very exciting, because what it means is that this will be an educational tool going forward so that the next generation can know what the greatest generation accomplished in fighting against not the Nazi terror in Europe and, of course, Imperial Japan and the oppression that they brought in the Far East. And so this was what they fought about in the greatest generation. They didn't fight for conquest. They fought to liberate. And so this is what the prayer talks about, all of FDR's D-Day prayer, which, by the way, is 525 words. All 525 words of the prayer will be added, and it will be a lasting tribute to those men and women who serve us in uniform and those who made the great sacrifice.
And Chris Long, of course, we're talking with Chris Long, the Ohio Christian Alliance, about the Veterans Day, scheduled for Veterans Day, D-Day Prayer Edition celebration in Washington, D.C. at the World War II Memorial. And this is really exciting, and I'm glad you're able to be on with us tonight, because, you know, we have been hearing about this here in northeastern Ohio through some of the media here, of course, because of you being here in Ohio and the coverage that we've had. But I think it's important for our people down in the Tampa area, because, of course, with MacDill Air Force Base down there, we have a large military population and a large veteran population down there. And as you're talking about this, this is something that they can participate in, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. This is for all of our nation and all of our veterans. And in fact, one of the things that will happen on Veterans Day is that we'll be at the Vietnam War Memorial, will be at the Korean War Memorial, and this will be a time to honor our veterans on Veterans Day. But again, the live streaming of the ceremony event will take place at 11:30, and again, that website is ddayprayerproject.org. And we're going to continue the education aspect of this, Pastor, going forward, that you know, it's important for this current generation to learn about the sacrifice for liberty. And, you know, we were with a young reenactment group today called Crew 44 at the MAPS Museum, which is a local museum that has aircraft and it has memorabilia, and some locals have made sure that this museum continues to educate. Well, they meet there once a month, and they were drilling today. They were practicing the honor guard. There was a young man that was playing on his trumpet, the To the Colors. That's what you hear at the beginning of the Patton movie, of course, and that's what's used when the national anthem is not sung, but the To the Colors is normally what they hear. A lot of veterans will remember hearing that at the close of the day on their military bases, and that's when the colors are struck, and To the Colors is played on the trumpet. Anyways, this is going to be a great opportunity, I think, for people to see that the legacy will continue by way of education.
And Coach Chris Long, if somebody wants to join us there in Washington, D.C., and I know a number of people are already planning on being there, is there any cost to attend this, or what do people need to do?
No, the event is free and open to the public. If you are coming, we'd like to know that. Just RSVP at ddayprayerproject.org. There's actually a few seats left on the bus, and if folks would like to, in Northeast Ohio, in the Wadsworth areas where the bus is leaving from to go down to Washington and back, so it's a round trip on the bus. So the trip would include your round trip ticket on the bus, hotel. There would be a free buffet breakfast. You'd have some other food expenses for yourself. But $235 for an individual, that's for the bus trip and the hotel. And for a couple, it's just $320. We have a few seats left on the bus if folks would like to register. And you could do that, again, at ddayprayerproject.org, or you can go to the Ohio Christian Alliance website at ohioca.org. But we're going to close that out tomorrow by noon, Pastor. And so we're all set and ready to go. We've been working on this for weeks now, and we're very excited about this special ceremony in Washington on Friday.
Well, I'm excited about it. I'm going to be on the bus, and a number of people from our church are going to be on the bus, so we're really looking forward to it. And I was talking with a few people tonight after church, and people are excited. They're really looking forward to this, and I would encourage if somebody is listening and they're planning on going, if you're here in northeastern Ohio and you want to ride the bus, Please, you can go online right now. You don't have to wait for tomorrow morning. Don't put it off. Get signed up, and it'll be a great opportunity and a great opportunity to learn about our nation's history. And as Chris, as you pointed out, it's not only important to keep our history alive and help younger people to understand what's going on, but what's the spiritual significance of this prayer edition? Why is this so important?
Well, you know, when we think about it, though, over the last quarter century, there's been a lot of censorship of anything about faith in the public square. One of the lamenting factors of the World War II itself, it's a wonderful tribute to the 16 million Americans who served us in World War II, but many people noticed that there was no reference to God, a prayer, or a scripture verse anywhere on it. And that's unique in Washington, because if you go to the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the Washington Monument, the U.S. Capitol, the Library of Congress, the list is endless. There are references to God. There are prayers. There are scripture verses on those buildings. And so, in fact, the area of the wall that was FDR's proclamation of war on December 8, 1941, right after the bombing of Pearl Harbor the day before, he gave the proclamation of war before Congress. And he ended it with these words, "So help us God." And those words are omitted. And it's veterans themselves, late in the in the late 80s, they were in their 1980s or in their 89, 90, and a few years ago, they were looking and they're pointing that portion of the wall. They're saying, "Hey, it's missing the four most important words. So help us God." Because they remember that speech like it was yesterday, because after hearing that speech by the president, they went down and signed up to serve their country, and that began their military career. So we told them of our idea to add FDR's D-Day prayer, and they said, "Young man, get it done." Well, it took us 11 years to do it. We a few years to get it through Congress, and it did pass unanimous consent on the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings in the U.S. Senate. That means all 100 senators have to concur. That happened. And then it went to the U.S. House of Representatives, only 12 no votes in all the House of Representatives, so that was great. And then it was signed by President Obama. It was an overwhelming support, bipartisan support. But the legislation stipulated it will not be paid for by tax dollars, but by private donations. So then began the site selection and the fundraising phase, and that's what we've been doing for the last 7 years. We almost ran out of time in 2020, 2 years ago. Got a call from Holly Rotondi of the Friends of the World War II Memorial. She said, "Chris, we're running out of time." I said, "What? I'm sorry, repeat that, please." She said, "We're running out of time." She said, "If we don't get this done in the next year and a half, we're going to have to go through Congress again." And I thought, "Oh, Lord, what's that all about?" She said, "Well, the Commemorative Works Act says that any addition to the Mall in Washington has to be completed or underway within 7 years of the passage from Congress." And so we had received small donations from across the country, but we were nowhere near where we needed to be with the $2 to $3 million that was needed. And so, we just went to prayer. We went to prayer in a time of desperation. And one night I went to a time of prayer and to bed. And I said, "Lord, I don't know how to do it. I promised these men we would do it." And the Lord just gave me the assurance that he was going to do it. Well, 6 months later, I got a call from Senator Portman, and he said, "Look, Chris, I want to tell you the good news. The Lilly Endowment came forward with a $2 million grant to get the prayer in the ground." So we were thrilled, of course. And so all the small donations, large and small, have made this become a reality. And so we're so excited about that. And again, it's going to be a place where people go. In fact, Pastor, as you know, you were there for the dedication of the temporary prayer plaque. It was kind of a place, mm-hmm. a promissory note. And in 2019, it was in the ground for 3 years until the construction began this July. A prayer plaque of the D-Day prayer was there at the Circle of Remembrance, and literally thousands of people came and read that prayer. In fact, I'm getting a message from a lady tonight out of Ashland, Ohio, who she runs something between 8 and 10 tour buses a year down there to the monument, and every one of them, of the bus tours that she takes, goes to the monument and goes to the prayer area. And so she said to me, well, we were disappointed when we went, it was under construction. I said, don't be disappointed. The permanent addition's coming. And so that's why it's all fenced off, is because we're finally there to put the permanent prayer addition in. In fact, she sent me a little video that one of the young men on the bus ride home actually read the prayer to the whole group tonight. So, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about continuing education.
And that's really exciting. And as you talked about that dedication of the temporary plaque several years ago, that in and of itself really was a miracle, because how long was that supposed to be up?
That was only supposed to be up for, that's a good point, Pastor. It was only supposed to be up for 3 months. It was a temporary deal with the Park Service. But you know how the good side of bureaucracy is? I guess they just came, they forgot to come and pull it out.
Well, you know, sometimes God moves, and I always tell people at church, if God can use Balaam's donkey, he can use us. And sometimes he can use government bureaucracy. So it's
well, that's right, you know. And so, look, in all humility, I mean, the Lord has done this, and you know, great is our God, and his goodness is enduring. And, you know, he is the one we want to give glory to on Friday and give thanks to our veterans. You know, lots of Vietnam War veterans will be there on Friday, and we'll be going over to the wall as well, and we'll be thanking them for their service to our country. We'll see Korean War veterans and, of course, a few World War II veterans that we'll be giving thanks to. And again, like Bob Dole used to say, just say these simple words: thank you for your service. It means so much,
yes,
to our men and women in uniform.
Well, as a veteran of the United States Air Force, you know, I certainly want to encourage my fellow veterans, if you're able to get out there to Washington, D.C., for this special event, this celebration of the D-Day prayer edition at the World War II Memorial, and also as the son and nephew of World War II era veterans. I want to encourage you from that standpoint. And as a pastor, I want to encourage you to come out and celebrate the fact that God is being put into our memorial there, and that there's an acknowledgement now, finally. And, you know, the prayer that was given by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was unusual in the sense that he chose to announce to the world what was at the time undergoing or what was happening at the time he gave the announcement, the greatest, largest amphibious assault, military assault ever in the history of the world was ongoing. And a few thoughts, Chris Long, as to why it was significant that President Roosevelt delivered the information, the notification to the country in the way that he did.
That's right. He chose this prayer as a way to announce to the nation that the liberation of Europe was underway. In fact, it was actually D-Day at 9:57 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, that the president went to the airwaves, what was normally his fireside chats. This one was a little later in broadcast, and it was so in Europe, it was actually D-Day plus one. It was in the middle of the night on day two, and he went to the airwaves, and he said, last night when I came to you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that time that troops of the United States, along with our allies, were mounting an even greater operation, and it has come to success thus far, and I ask you to join with me in prayer. Now, this is the way in which he announced that to the nation that the liberation of Europe was underway. He didn't say where, and so because Hitler and the Germans were still convinced that the main body was going to attack at the Palais Calais. In fact, General Patton had a number of fictitious divisions that were built around him in northern England. And all of it was a ruse to basically allow Operation Overlord, of course, the D-Day landings in Normandy, to be the actual landing. Of course, over 144,000 troops that were landing in Normandy with airmen, navy, and soldiers that were landing, and of course, airdrops all over Normandy. But the outcome was unknown, and the president truly went to the airwaves asking the nation to pray, to pray with him. You know, Al, when we think about that, how unique that is. You and I are in our 60s. When we think about that, and even as historians, I cannot think of another time in which a president of the United States has asked the country to pray with him. Now, of course, our presidents have asked times of invoking prayer, and certainly in times past, in our early days of the republic. But we've gotten away from that. But this was a time of crisis in our country, and the president, FDR, indeed, he said, some have asked that I call for a special day of prayer, but I ask you to be in a continuance of prayer, because the road is long, and it's going to be hard, and I want, you know, there's going to be some setbacks, there's going to be some defeats and some disappointments along the way, but I want you to be in a continuance of prayer. So it's really a significant writ. It's 525 words. We encourage people to read that. And that's where you can go to ddayprayerproject.org to read the entire prayer and actually hear it. There's a little icon there. You can click the audio and actually hear FDR as he prayed the prayer with the nation on the evening of the D-Day landing.
Well, and one of the special features that you've talked about that's going to be here on the D-Day Prayer Edition celebration this Veterans Day at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., is you have a special group of people that you mentioned, and they are, if I'm not mistaken, going to be reading the prayer during the service, aren't they?
That's right. Crew 44, this is a Boy Scout attachment, actually, out of North Canton, and they actually drill. They're going to be in their Class A's, like the uniforms of World War II. In fact, when some of the veterans see these young boys, it reminds them of when they went to war, because many of them were young, and they actually fudged about their age. I mean, when you talk to some of these guys, they were 16, barely 17, right? And I guess you could get in at 17 if you had your parents' permission or if they would sign off. Many parents, of course, wouldn't. My father tried to get his parents to sign off at 17 so he could go in. They were very proud to have their eldest son. That was my Uncle John and my brother's older, my father's older brother, of course. I think in 1942, 1943, he entered World War II, and he went to the Pacific as a Marine. And, of course, as an Italian immigrant, they were very proud and excited. But then as Grandma started hearing, like everyone else, the casualty reports coming back, he gets a little bit more serious. And so when my dad wanted to get in, she didn't want her little Joe to go, okay? And she's like, no, I'm not going to sign for you. So just in that amount of time, it changed, right? Because the war was costly. Soldiers were dying. Sailors were dying. And so my dad had to, he fudged about his age, and he got in at age 17. He actually fought in the Pacific, in the South Pacific, in the Battle of Okinawa, and also the liberation of the Philippines, and the surrender of the Japanese in Tokyo Bay, and was in among the first wave of occupation in Japan. And he served on a little boat called an LCS, Landing Craft Support Vessel. He was on there with 72 other men. When I was growing up, I was asking Dad, hey, did you serve on a battleship, an aircraft carrier, a cruiser? You know, what did you serve on? He says, oh, we served in some small tub. We barely survived out there in the Pacific. I'm like, how am I going to tell my friends that, right? Well, yeah. Later on, you learn when we were at the World War II Memorial with the honor flights coming in, and these guys who did serve on the aircraft carriers, and they did serve on the battleships.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to have to interrupt you here. I hear the music coming up there, and we're rapidly running out of time. About 20 seconds left, and I do want to thank you for being on with us. What's that website again, real quick?
The website is ddayprayerproject.org. That's ddayprayerproject.org.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris, for being with us, and stay tuned. We got another half hour to go. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland, just off both Interstate 77 and Interstate 271. The Bible Baptist Church meets each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing to Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoel.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight here tonight. And we're going to continue on with our special guest, Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance, talking about the D-Day Prayer Edition celebration on Veterans Day at the U.S. World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. And I'll be getting him back on the line here in just a minute. But again, just to give you some back, some announcements and background here, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out more about our home church, our main sponsor of the program, which is the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. If you're in the area looking for a church that preaches the Bible, come out and give us a try. If you're visiting in Northeast Ohio in the Akron area, Cleveland area, we're right midway between Akron and Cleveland. We'd love to have you visit sometime. And also brought to you by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. East Coast Pizza is located at 4889 Turney Road. That's 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can call them at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100, and let them know you heard about them here on Live with Pastor Al. Well, as I said, we're going to get back to our guest, and also want to remind you that next week, if you're in Northeast Ohio, if you're listening to AM 1220, The Word, tonight, you can tune in next week at 10 o'clock. We will be coming on at 10 o'clock, and we will be on until midnight, 10 to midnight here in Northeastern Ohio. And then for our listeners down in Florida, we will be joined with Faith Talk Tampa at 11 o'clock, just like we are now. It'll come on just like we do now and have been. It's just the exception is that we will be on for an extra hour, and you can always go to whkwradio.com. That's whkwradio.com, and you can listen to the live stream of the broadcast there at whkwradio.com. And we're going to try and come up with some special things from time to time with that extra hour as well. So we just thank God for making it possible. Well, if you were listening in the last half hour, we had our special guest, my friend Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and the man that God used to spearhead a tremendous project. It's taken over a decade to complete the edition of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's prayer that he used to announce to the nation and the world that the D-Day invasion of Europe to free Europe from the grasp of Nazi tyranny was underway. And this coming Friday, this is it's a Veterans Day. It's a special day. And as an Air Force veteran, I am excited that I'm going to be able to be there. And I just want to encourage other Air Force veterans that are out there. Certainly, I know in Tampa around MacDill Air Force Base, there's a lot of Air Force veterans in that area. And perhaps there's some active duty Air Force personnel that'll be able to make it up there if you've got some time and you're looking for something to do on Veterans Day. You can hop a flight up to Andrews or something maybe, and you can join us for the D-Day Prayer Edition celebration. Chris Long, I invited you to stay on a little bit longer. We just got so much to cover with this, and you were giving out so much good information. I thought that with this special day coming up, that if you could stay on a little bit longer here. I know we've got a couple of callers who've been patiently waiting, but I just wanted to give you a little more time because, you know, we had so much to cover, and the time goes by quickly. So thank you for hanging on and staying with us, Chris. And again, we have Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Chris, thanks for staying on. We were talking about the D-Day prayer celebration. And real quick, for anybody that's just joining us, what is this again and why?
Well, that's right, Pastor, and also those listening in Tampa and other places. There's also Christian Alliance of America, and you just search that, and you'll find these websites, Christian Alliance of America, and the D-Day Prayer Project is on there as well. There's also a voter guide, a national voter guide information, because we have an election coming up on Tuesday.
I almost forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me. I'm working the elections. I better not forget about that. I've got the election materials.
That's right. And so it's an exciting day on Tuesday. But, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the veterans and those who are currently actually active duty, because we do see a lot of personnel down there on the mall in Washington on Veterans Day. My wife and I have so enjoyed it over the last several years, taking in the services at the World War II Memorial, the Vietnam War Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, and then thanking these veterans for their service and those active duty personnel as well. And so we do have an active Marine chaplain that's going to lead us in prayer at our service, and we're very excited about that. And so we have former Miss Ohio Melanie Miller will be leading us in patriotic music. Again, all this is happening Friday at 11:30. And for those who can't make it down to Washington, you can see it online. We're going to live stream the event both on Facebook Live through the Ohio Christian Alliance and also through the D-Day Prayer Project website. And if you go there, you'll see the link and just click on that. You'll be able to see the live feed from the World War II Memorial for our ceremony. And I think that will be a great blessing to you and we encourage you to do that. So the three websites are, again, Christian Alliance of America, Ohio Christian Alliance, and ddayprayerproject.org. So, again, it's going to be a great time, and those, again, who can't make it there physically with us can watch it online as we're going to live stream the event. And, you know, Pastor, again, this is we want to thank all those who have given donations and their prayer support and their encouragement over the years, some of the listeners who have helped us on this over the 11-year period. And, you know, the Bible says through faith and patience we inherit the promises. And so God is good. We just need to trust him that he will bring it about. You know, that Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 that all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. And if we will trust the Lord, he'll bring it about. And that's what he's done with this. And just when we thought that, Lord, I don't know how to do it, God said he'll do it. He'll fight our battles for us, won't he, Pastor?
Absolutely. And you know, Chris, I put in our bulletin today because of Veterans Day coming up on this coming Friday. I put Psalm 144, verses 1 and 2 in here. And I think this is appropriate when we think about this recognition of the necessity for God's help there that that this prayer edition signifies. In Psalm 144, the first two verses of the psalm says, "Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me." And this is a recognition by a warrior king that God used by the name of David to remind us that those who fight to preserve our freedom, the Lord is a strength. You know, we may have some great weaponry, we may have some great training and all these things, but without God, it's in vain, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And, you know, the Lord will do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And we need to trust in him, as the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths, in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And so that's what we need to do. And I know the listeners tonight, might be someone out there tonight going through a great hardship and saying, well, that just sounds fine and dandy, but, you know, I've got some real problems in my life. Well, listen, you know, God will grant you, you know, the desires of your heart if you delight in him. Isn't that right, Pastor?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, an interesting thought when you think about that, granting you the desires of your heart. And as a, I know you've had one or two kids that you've raised and one or two grandchildren that you're watching over. I say that. How many children do you have, Chris?
My wife and I raised 8 children then, you know, so they're all adults now and on their own lives. And so, yeah, we raised 8 children. We have 11 grandchildren.
All right. So you know a thing or two about when it comes to Christmas and birthdays and giving presents, don't you?
We do indeed.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that oftentimes is done is, if you think about it, you want to give a special gift to one of your children or grandchildren, and you try to instill in them the desire for it, don't you? So that when you give it to them, they're going to appreciate and look forward to getting it. And I think God kind of does that with us sometimes. When you look at that, he'll give us the desires of our hearts. I think one way of looking at that is sometimes he actually puts in our heart the desire for something, and then he delights in giving that to us. And let me relate this back to the World War II prayer memorial edition. God put it in your heart, didn't he? And gave you a desire to see this done. And guess what? He's giving it to you and to all the others that have shared this desire. And we're seeing it happening right now.
Well, that's right. And, you know, when the Lord just speaks to you and he'll give, you know, I like what you said. We delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Well, when you start delighting yourself in God, you know, your desires change. Somebody might be out there and say, well, I don't know, things that I desire, I'm not sure that God would want. But when you start delighting yourself in God, well, the things that delight you change, because the things that delight him become your delight.
Yes.
And that's how it really all turns around. And then you'll find out, it's like, boy, I never realized why Was I living that lifestyle? Why was I doing those things? They never really satisfied. The joy of the Lord is what now satisfies and is what gives me peace and contentment. So yeah, that's what happens.
Well, you know, amen.
In the Lord and Christian life.
Amen. And again, for those who are just tuning in, we're talking with Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. We're talking about the D-Day Prayer Edition celebration on Veterans Day this week, November 11th. And it'll be at 1:30. That's my program on Friday. It'll be at 11:30 in the morning, Veterans Day, November the 11th, this week. In Washington, D.C., at the World War II Memorial. And I know we'll be letting you go here shortly, Chris, but if somebody wants to be there, and you've given out the websites, and also just touch on, you said there's still a few seats left. If there's somebody living in northeastern Ohio that would like to ride a bus from Wadsworth, Ohio, to Washington, D.C., and back, that bus will be leaving on Thursday the 10th, and what can people do to find out about this?
That's right. If they're in the northeast Ohio area, we do have a charter bus that's leaving out of Wadsworth, Ohio. We have a church there where the cars will be parked, and then the bus will head to Washington, D.C., and then there's a hotel at the Holiday Inn Express in Springfield, Virginia, just 15 minutes from downtown, and both the bus trip, round trip, and the hotel is just $235 for an individual or $320 for a couple. Very affordable. It includes a full breakfast buffet. There will be food stops along the way. You would need some extra money for that. But we're going to have a wonderful time. And, of course, everything at the mall is free, of course. And our service is free and open to the public, and including the tour with author and historian Bill Fetter, which is always a treat. You know, Bill is such always a great pontificator of history, and you always learn something new, no matter how many times you've heard Bill Fetter. So lots of folks love Bill, and he's a strong Christian. So again, you can find that and register at a website, Ohio Christian Alliance, or you go to ddayprayerproject.org.
And I encourage people, if you're thinking about riding the bus, that we're going to have to close that out tomorrow, Monday afternoon, by noon, I think you said. And that's because we have to get the information into the hotel so that you'll have a room to stay in. So if you're thinking about it, don't delay. Go online tonight and sign up online. And if you're planning on just getting there under your own means, we look forward to seeing you there. Chris, you will be there. You will not be on the bus. I will be on the bus. And we have a few other people who are going to be there. Who else is going to be there that our listeners might be interested in?
Oh, that's right. So Congressman Bill Johnson will be speaking. Also, we'll have Melanie Miller. Bob France will be there. There'll be the Crew 44 reenactors, other special guests. And there's a great group of folks going on the bus as well. They're going to have a great time of fellowship. I envy you doing that. We have to get down there ahead of time to work on some of the details of the program, but we're all going to be together on Friday. We're really looking forward to it, Pastor. And thank you for the opportunity of sharing with the audience tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I was going to point out, too, Bob France would be familiar to our listeners in Florida because he appears on the sister station, the Salem Broadcasting Network, as a frequent fill-in for Hugh Hewitt, for Dennis Prager, for Sebastian Gorka, and Officer Tatum, and others. So a number of people in the Tampa area have heard him. You're listening to some of the Salem stations down there, and certainly here in northeastern Ohio, very familiar, very popular speaker, very popular radio program here on our sister station, 1420 The Answer. So it's going to be exciting hearing him, and exciting meeting the veterans and all that will be there, especially the World War II veterans, and being able to celebrate what God is doing. So, Chris Long, thank you so much for making time to be with us tonight, to stay on a little extra time, and to give those websites once more before you go.
Well, thank you, Pastor. It was my privilege. Thank you so much. Again, that's ddayprayerproject.org, or search Ohio Christian Alliance, and also our national website, Christian Alliance of America.
Well, thank you so much, Chris Long, and we're looking forward to seeing you and everybody that joins us at the World War II Memorial on Veterans Day coming up this week in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. We're looking forward
to it.
God bless. Thank you.
And again, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We spent a bit of time tonight with Chris Long talking about this important thing. I hope you'll even, if you can't make it, go online to one of those websites, ddayprayerproject.org, for instance, and you can watch a live broadcast of the event starting at 11:30 on Veterans Day. Well, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and I really haven't given out the phone numbers, and we got about 10 minutes or less left on the program. We got a couple callers who are calling in, and I'm going to take them in order. We'll only be able to spend a short time with them, but let me also remind you to get out and vote on Tuesday. This Tuesday, November the 8th, is Election Day, and I joined Pastor Lutz on his program this past Friday at 1 o'clock, and then he was on our program at 1:30, so we had an whole hour, and we talked about the elections. When I get home tonight, I'm going to upload this program, and I'm going to upload the program from last Friday. I haven't had a chance to do that yet, and you'll be able to listen to those if you didn't listen to it beforehand. We hit some points on the program Friday on our combined programs about how we as Christians should vote. A lot of pastors are afraid to touch on this. Let me tell you, I'll just be perfectly honest. Let me tell you exactly how to vote. I'll tell you exactly how to vote. If you are a Bible-believing Christian, vote your biblical values. How's that? Vote your biblical values. And if God's people, if a tenth of God's people were to show up on Tuesday and vote their biblical values, we would transform this country. Pray for the elections, pray for safety, and pray for fairness. We have seen cheating in the elections before, and we have seen people who have tried to disrupt the election process before. So pray for these elections this coming Tuesday, and if you haven't been out for early voting or anything in your area, please, please get out and vote. I will be there. I work with the election on in our town of Richfield, and so I'm looking forward to the elections and encourage you to get out and vote your biblical values. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and I think we've got Nancy, who's been patiently waiting for us tonight, and we've got Terry, who's called in our regular callers, and we're going to hit both of them real quick here tonight in a few minutes we got left. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. That was a real blessing to hear Chris Long. He is such a man of God and such a political activist in a biblical way. Now, my comment or question today is about the 23rd Psalm, and this is just a little side note, you know, Bruce Musselman, of course, we know is in heaven.
Yes.
I remember I was talking with him one time. I said, what do you do when you can't sleep? And he says, I just say the 23rd Psalm over and over and over, and I fall asleep. So I thought that was really nice. Now, my question regarding Psalm 23 is, it seems to me it's like a prayer for a saved person. The Lord is my shepherd, like he's my boss. And then at the end especially, it says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But I've heard people throughout the years that are positive or not saved, they just say this prayer as if it applies to them. Now, is this a prayer for a saved person or for anybody?
I think that this is a prayer for saved people, because when he says, the Lord is my shepherd, that reminds me of how the Bible says that Jesus is our great shepherd. And and then, of course, you know, the shepherd is leading him in the psalm for time's sake. We don't have time to read through it. And then finally welcomes him to the house of the Lord after his life is over. So that clearly applies to a person that's following God, a saved person.
That's what I thought.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Nancy, and sorry to only give you just a couple minutes tonight, but we're up against the clock, and I'm going to get Terry on here next. Terry, thank you so much for waiting.
Yes, it's a good show.
Well, you know, we had a lot of good things to talk about.
Yeah, and we have Remembrance Day here in Canada.
Yes, Veterans Day and Remembrance Day the same day, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, when they brought an end to the war in Europe.
Yeah, and we wear artificial poppies on our clothes.
Yes, and there's a few places in the States that do it. I remember when I was in the Air Force, I was stationed at RAF Chicksands. We were about 60 miles north of London, and I go up into Bedford, England sometimes in Armistice Day, different things. And down in London, and there were people. The poppies were very popular in England in the 1980s when I was stationed over there.
And we wear the poppies for memory of those who died.
Right. What's the famous poem in Flanders Fields? And I believe that's where the poppy symbol came from. Very, very moving poem. Encourage people to search for that online. Flanders Fields.
And there's also people that wear white poppies, too, campaigning non-military and interventions and conflicts.
Well, and I know there are some well-meaning people who believe that, according to the Bible, we ought to be pacifists, but it's like Psalm 144 that I read when I was on with Chris Long, you know, where here's David saying, "Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight." It doesn't sound like a pacifist verse, does it?
Yeah, and war is necessary to keep us safe.
Yeah, and you know, that's why Veterans Day coming up. We haven't talked much about Veterans Day. We'll be talking more about it certainly on our Friday program. But certainly we need to thank our veterans, because even in times of peace, the potential was always there. And for those like in World War II and the Korean War, Vietnam, and other wars and other battles, undeclared things that took place, and even just serving in peacetime, sometimes the training that our troops go through is dangerous and people die. And they're giving their lives to support our freedom, aren't they?
Yes. So, a lot of people in France died.
Yes.
And their bodies were never found.
Yes. So, hey, we got about 10 seconds left. I want to thank you for calling, Terry. Thanks for everybody listening tonight. Check out the website, livewithpastoral.com, and God bless.
You've been listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live, visit our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs and read articles on a variety of topics by Al Davis at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, next Sunday morning at 11 a.m., next Sunday evening at 6 p.m., or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, every Sunday at 11 a.m., 6 p.m., and every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286, or email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. And tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.